Bienvenue au 79e Salon International de l'Auto, Genève 2009. Bienvenue à la conférence de presse de BMW. Mesdames et messieurs, je vous prie d'accueillir le président du directoire de BMW AG, Dr. Norbert Reithofer. Herzlich willkommen zum 79. Internationalen Genfer Autosalon 2009. Herzlich willkommen zur BMW Pressekonferenz. Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, begrüßen Sie den Vorstandsvorsitzenden der BMW AG, Dr. Norbert Reithofer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, bonjour and welcome to the BMW stand. BMW has written history here in Geneva. Exactly 2 years ago here, for the very first time, we presented efficient dynamics. And back then, I promised you that we would combine a maximum of sheer driving pleasure with a minimum of fuel consumption. Precisely that is why we can now offer our customers premium selection used cars with these advanced fuel-saving technologies. Today, it's a fact that first, the BMW Group builds the most efficient premium cars in the world. On average, our customers save 1 litre of fuel per 100 kilometres compared to our competitors. Second, the BMW Group has reduced its fleet consumption and carbon emissions more than any other manufacturer. Our fleet consumption is down by over 25% between 1995 and 2008 in the EU. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, we have kept our promise. We have fulfilled the voluntary commitment of the ACEA, the European Association of Car Manufacturers, and now we're making our contribution to meeting the EU's emission performance targets for 2012 and 2015. Third, the BMW Group's EU fleet emits an average of 156 grams of CO2 per kilometre, again within the European Union. This is significantly below the fleet emissions of other premium manufacturers. The fourth point, each new BMW and Mini model is equipped with efficient dynamics. This is obvious and almost goes without saying. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this means that we are adding new chapters to our story of success. What you see coming down from the ceiling right now is not simply a shower of license plates. Rather, these plates represent our achievements at BMW, what we've achieved. Each and every one of these plates stands for a BMW or a Mini model which either complies with the EU5 emission requirements today or already meets the EU6 standard or emits a maximum of 140 grams of CO2 per kilometre. In other words, virtually our entire model portfolio already comes into one of these categories. The BMW 1 Series, for example, gives customers the choice among 19 models which are fully compliant with the EU5 standard. Among them, of course, one might almost say, is the World Green Car of the Year, the BMW 118D. And today, we are presenting an even greener BMW, because premium means, above all, sustainability. And this means, in turn, that at BMW we attach great significance to the sustainability of our cars. This is, therefore, our new entry-level diesel, the 116D. The 116D, ladies and gentlemen, the car next to me, currently has the lowest fuel consumption and the lowest emissions within the BMW portfolio. In facts and figures, it means that this car averages fuel consumption in the EU test cycle of 4.4 litres and it limits emissions to just 118 grams of CO2 per kilometre. This car, this very model, ladies and gentlemen, was launched just a few days ago. Apart from efficiency, design, of course, remains a critical factor in purchasing decisions, above all with BMW, why people choose a BMW. And so both of these factors, offering efficient cars and also emotional design, these two factors are exactly what the customer expects of us. And today I'm very happy indeed, here on our stand, to celebrate the European premiere of the new Z4, the European debut of the Z4, the new model. This is the first BMW Roadster with a two-piece retractable hardtop. It just takes 20 seconds to open or close the top with the push of a button, and, ladies and gentlemen, spring is on its way, which means that the convertible season is coming. And all I can advise you is to check out BMW Connected Drive. Have the system put together a perfect route for your drive in one of our convertibles, for example, around Lac Leman, around the lake here in Geneva. Cars like the new Z4, ladies and gentlemen, and the BMW 116D clearly prove, just like our efficient dynamics development strategy, that at BMW we are creating mobility for our customers. We are recreating mobility time and again. And now my colleague Kraus Streger will present our latest innovative BMW vehicle concept, the world debut, ladies and gentlemen, of the BMW Concept 5 Series Gran Turismo. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. BMW, time and again, has established new segments and has successfully positioned itself in niche markets. We always put the focus on the customer and his demands, which is why, as Norbert Reithoff has just said, we wish to convince our customers time and again of what we have to offer, giving them even better, even more intelligent solutions. With the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo, BMW is once again creating a completely new segment in the automotive market. This concept car is the near series implementation of our progressive activity sedan we're proud to present to you today. With the Gran Turismo, we are complementing the existing 5 Series model line with the characteristics of a prestigious sedan, the functionality and space of an SAV, and the elements of a traditional Gran Turismo. In other words, all these elements, these classic features, brought together in one car. Such a car, such a vehicle of this kind, with this kind of versatility, is unmatched in the market. There's nothing else like it. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is premium at its most innovative. The question is now, what are the highlights of this car, its most spectacular and important features? Well, let's take a look at the interior first. The car is not only luxurious, but also highly versatile, very variable. It offers absolutely excellent seating comfort with a slightly elevated seating position. The rear seats can be rearranged as you please. Indeed, passengers at the rear enjoy the legroom of a BMW 7 Series and the headroom of a large SAV, a large sports activity vehicle. With the series vehicle to follow soon, we will offer individual rear seats or a rear seat bench for three people. And just like a sedan, the Gran Turismo's trunk is separate and has, in this case, a two-piece tailgate or trunk lid, meaning that when you fold down the rear seats, volume, that is luggage compartment capacity, increases to 1,650 litres. Looking at the car from the outside, at the exterior, there are two things you'll find most striking. First of all, the coupe-like silhouette with the four frameless door windows, and then, of course, the large panorama roof. So, in my opinion, three elements here are of particular significance. The first point is the spaciousness, the comfort of space that we have here, then the slightly higher seating position, then the unanticipated functionality, and, of course, we have the elegant design of the car. The 5 Series Gran Turismo, ladies and gentlemen, is therefore a genuine 100% BMW in every respect. And the fact that this BMW also comes with efficient dynamics, ladies and gentlemen, is, I think, quite obvious. Now, the question is, who do we wish to attract with this vehicle? Who are we appealing to? Well, in a nutshell, we're looking at people who appreciate great travelling comfort. People who look for a modern car that adapts to their everyday needs and not vice versa. This car, ladies and gentlemen, is a near-series concept car, as I mentioned, but it's very close to the production model, which, in fact, will come with a choice of 4 or 5 seats and will be available in Europe at the dealership in November of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, you see that innovations to us are the key to a successful future. This applies to both our innovative vehicle concepts, such as the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo, and to our new drive concepts developed in the framework of efficient dynamics. And this, of course, includes the electric drivetrain. We also offer convincing solutions in this area, as Dr. Reithofer and Ian Robertson, my two colleagues, will now demonstrate to you. Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, driving pleasure without emissions. This is not a vision anymore. Here we see the first Mini with a fully electric drivetrain. 500 customers in Los Angeles and New York are now testing the Mini E in everyday urban life, and soon the Mini E will also appear on the roads of big cities in Europe. So the BMW Group has the largest fleet of electric cars currently available in the market. And in technical terms, we're also leading the market with the lithium-ion battery, for example, the reach and the performance of the Mini E being unparalleled. It's 204 horsepower. Ian, how far can the Mini E be driven before it needs a pit stop?
Range of 250 kilometres, we can go a lot of places. We could go for a trip around the lake right now, or we could go to Lucerne, or even Turin, and get back here to Geneva safely. So we've got plenty of range.
I think a couple of good ideas. Let's go, and Ian Robertson will drive with the Mini E to the Mini press conference, and I'll carry on in German, meine Damen und Herren.
I'll continue in German. The Mini press conference is starting over there, so please just follow Ian Robertson and the Mini A. Have a great time in the Mini press conference, and thank you very much for your attention.